I am now reading to you the first part of chapter 10 of Ajahn Sujin's book on the perfections. Chapter 10, The Perfection of Loving-Kindness, Metta. The commentary to the Basket of Conduct defines the perfection of loving-kindness, Metta, as follows. Quote, loving-kindness has the characteristic of promoting the welfare of living beings. Its function is to provide for their welfare, or its function is to remove resentment. Its manifestation is kindliness. Seeing the agreeable side of beings is its proximate cause. Unquote. Among the 10 perfections, the perfection of metta, loving-kindness, follows upon the perfection of determination. For someone who is firmly established in the development of kusala, with the aim to eradicate defilements, and who has accumulated the perfection of determination, it is natural to practice loving-kindness. We can verify for ourselves whether we are firmly established in the development of kusala. When someone is not inclined to anger, and when he often practices metta, it shows that he sees the benefit of non-anger and of the development of the perfections leading to the eradication of the defilements. Someone may believe that life belongs to him, but in reality, there are only different dhammas that arise and fall away very rapidly. He should develop more understanding of his life, of his akusala cittas and of his akusala cittas. Some people who reflect on the perfections that were mentioned before, such as generosity and morality, believe that they have developed them already sufficiently. As to renunciation nekama, they believe that they are already contented with little, that they have fewness of wishes. As to energy, they find that they are not easily disheartened, that they have diligence and endeavor in their undertakings. They find that they have sufficient patience and endurance. They think that they have truthfulness. They speak the truth and act according to their words. And they believe that they have already determination, that they are firmly established in their resolutions. However, they should ask themselves whether they have already sufficiently developed the perfection of metta. They may be forgetful of assisting others with loving kindness, of developing metta in this way time and again. They should support others with metta, also when they are strangers, people they do not know, also when they don't like those people. If one has not yet accumulated all the perfections, none accepted, there are not sufficient conditions for the elimination of defilements. We should realize which of the perfections are still inadequately developed in our daily life. When we assist others, we should find out to what extent we have developed loving-kindness. When we compare the development of loving-kindness to the development of the other perfections, is metta developed more, less, or equal to the other perfections? If we have developed the other perfections, but our inclination to assist others with kindness is deficient, we should find out the reason for this. Is it because we are already pleased with our own kusala, or is it because of defilements, such as conceit, clinging to the importance of self? We may think that it is not necessary to help someone else, someone we don't particularly like. Or, when we have given assistance to someone else, we may wonder what the other person will be thinking about us. We should find out whether such thoughts are kusala or akusala. We should instead give assistance to someone without paying any attention to what he thinks about us, no matter whether he rejoices in our deed or whether he blames us, because in reality he cannot harm us. What he thinks about us concerns only himself, not us. We should realize that no matter how much kusala we have performed already, it is not yet enough. We may believe that it is sufficient, but even when we have developed kusala and realized the Four Noble Truths to the degree of the stream winner Sotapanna, it is not yet enough. All defilements should be eradicated, and this is realized at the stage only of arahatship. Therefore, if someone is an honorary person, not yet an Aryan who has reached the stage of the Sotapanna, he should never be neglectful and believe that he has already sufficiently developed kusala. No matter how many good deeds we have done, it never is enough. When sati arises, we can know what type of akusala is the reason for being disinclined to assist someone else. It may be because of selfishness, or because of conceit, or because we believe that we waste our time, that it is not useful to help others. Some people think that they have done many good deeds already, and therefore they do not want to associate with others, with certain people they don't like. One should ask oneself whether such a thought is kusala or akusala. If we associate with others in order to assist them, the citta is kusala. Thus, we should associate with others so that we can support them to a greater extent. When we are able to have friendliness to all people, we shall not be neglectful of the perfection of metta loving kindness. There should be no limits to metta, because if we restrict it, there may not be metta but lobha, attachment, which is akusala, not kusala, or dosa. If we only consider the outward appearance of our deeds, attachment and loving kindness may appear to be similar. They may look alike. When we perform a good deed for the sake of someone else who is close to us, who we respect and love, it seems that this is motivated by kusala, by metta. However, why can we not be kind in the same way to someone else, no matter who he is, no matter whether we like him or not? If there is true metta, it should be exactly the same whether we perform an act of kindness to someone who is close to us, with whom we are familiar, or to a person we are not familiar with, a person we don't like. If there is true metta, if we want to develop the perfection of metta, we should not restrict metta to particular persons. When we limit metta, we should investigate the characteristic of the citta at that moment. We should know whether it is kusala citta or akusala citta. We read in the Tipitaka that performing deeds with metta is like the conduct of a mother towards her child. If we look at the outward appearance of deeds, we may wonder whether a mother has true metta or whether she has just selfish affection for her child. She has to sacrifice everything for her child when she takes care of him. Sometimes the child is dirty and disagreeable to touch, but she still takes care of him. We should consider whether a mother has true metta for her child or whether she has only selfish affection. A mother should know her own cittas. She should be truthful with regard to reality. Kusala is kusala and akusala is akusala. It is right that the Tipitaka explains about metta as being the same as a mother's conduct towards her child. However, we should remember that metta is not the same as the attachment a mother may have for to her child. If one can have the same conduct towards other people as mother's selfless loving care for her child, then we practice metta. When we see someone else who is kind to a stranger, to someone who is not close to him, we should not wonder why he acts thus, because true metta is not restricted to particular people. All people are equal, no matter whether they are close to us or not, no matter whether we do not even know them, no matter whether we like them or not. Did we in our daily life assist others with generosity? We wish for their well-being and happiness. We have loving kindness towards them. We wish others well, and that is metta. When someone experiences sorrow, when he suffers, we may have compassion and wish that he should be free from suffering. When we wish to help a person who is sick and who suffers pain, when we want to take care of him, we have compassion. We wish that person to be free from suffering. By the development of Satipatthana, we shall know the difference between the characteristics of metta and the characteristics of aversion. When we recognize the characteristic of aversion as akusala, panya, which sees the disadvantage and the ugliness of aversion and all akusala dhammas, is the condition for kusala dhammas to further develop. By the development of Satipatthana, we shall see that instead of dosa, metta can arise and be increasingly developed. We should also develop time and again the perfection of patience, endurance in all kinds of circumstances. It may happen that someone used to feel annoyed when the food was not tasty, but when he can be aware of the characteristic of the citta at such moments, and realize that it is akusala citta, he will be satisfied with the food that is right in front of him, and he will not take the trouble to look for something else. The development of Satipatthana is beneficial in all respects. It is beneficial for the development also of generosity. It happened that someone was greatly attached to beautiful things and was collecting a great number of them, such as antique Thai pottery. However, when he had learned about Satipatthana and he developed it, he began to see the disadvantage of attachment, especially when he understood the characteristic of renunciation, nekamma. Renunciation is not only renunciation to a high degree, the degree of monkhood, but there can also be renunciation in the layman's life, that is to say, just contentment, the feeling that what one possesses is just sufficient. That person felt that he had already enough of the things which he are experienced through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, sense, and mind. He understood that he had too many possessions, and that he usually had not wanted to give them away. However, when he had seen the disadvantage of clinging to visible objects, sound, odor, flavor, and tangible object, he began to understand that what he possessed was sufficient, that he should have moderation. And then he wanted to get rid of what he did not need, and he knew that in giving things away for the benefit and happiness of others, he would accumulate kusala. If one does not normally develop Satipatthana, one does not know the characteristics of realities which are appearing one at a time as only nama dhammas and rupa dhammas. Then other kinds of kusala do not arise easily, and there are conditions for akusala to arise more rapidly. However, If someone knows the characteristics of realities that are appearing just as they are, and when he knows the characteristic of Nama Dhamma as just Nama, not a being or a person, and the characteristic of Rupa Dhamma as just Rupa, not a being or a person, his endurance and patience will increase, and also other kinds of kusala will further develop. A monk who used to live in Indonesia spoke about an Indonesian woman who had lost her husband because of a young man's reckless driving. However, she did not want to take legal action because she did not want to cause unhappiness to someone else. Moreover, she also expressed the intention to give a scholarship for the education of that young man. This was very difficult for her, but she was able to do so. Such great acts of charities can be performed by someone who has accumulated loving kindness and compassion. One may wonder whether the action of the Indonesian woman was a perfection developed in daily life. People have accumulated different degrees of kusala. Whether kusala is a perfection or not depends on its strength. When it is a perfection, it is a supporting condition leading to the eradication of wrong view. When akusala dhamma is strong, it will not be possible to abandon the wrong view which takes realities for beings, people, or self. True metta is extended to beings and people, whoever they are and wherever they may be. If someone normally has metta, he will be ready to assist other people time and again. Therefore, metta is a divine abiding, a Brahma Vihara, that is, a Dhamma which is a sublime way of abiding. We read in the Basket of Conduct that the citta of the great being, the Bodhisatta, could without difficulty become established in peacefulness, because he could quickly extend loving kindness even towards his enemies. Someone may at times be irritated about others. He may believe that particular persons obstruct his own welfare in various ways. However, if someone accumulates kusala and he has the determination to eradicate defilements, his citta will without difficulty become established in peacefulness. He will quickly be able to extend metta even to his enemies. If we become angry with someone, we should know that anger arises only for a short moment and then falls away already, and that there can be then metta instead. When we have accumulated the perfections, we can become like the Bodhisatta, who could without difficulty be established in metta and extend it quickly towards his enemies. We should verify for ourselves whether we are angry with someone else for a long time or not. If we can have metta instead, it shows that we have accumulated the inclination to eradicate defilements. Loving kindness, metta, is one of the divine abidings, the Brahma Viharas. There are four of them: loving kindness, metta; compassion, karuna; sympathetic joy, mudita; and equanimity, upekkha. Metta is adosa cetasika, the reality of non-hate or non-aversion. Compassion is karuna cetasika, which arises when one assists someone else so that he is free from suffering and trouble. Sympathetic joy is mudita cetasika, which arises when one rejoices in someone else's happiness. Equanimity upeka is tatramajatata cetasika, even-mindedness, which is the reality without attachment or aversion. It arises when one understands that there is from birth to death no being, no person, no self. When metta, adosa cetasika, arises, one is at that moment free from hate or aversion. When karuna cetasika arises, one is concerned about someone who suffers and one wants to assist him. When someone else is happy because of gain, honor, or praise, and when one also rejoices in his happiness, there is mudita cetasika. When one has no lobha or adosa, and when one is even-minded and impartial towards all beings, there is tatramajatata cetasika, which is the brahma-vihara of upekkha, equanimity. If someone wants to extend metta towards a person who conducts himself in an unpleasant and irritating way, he should, to begin with, develop adosa cetasika, the reality that is freedom from anger. The brahma-viharas, divine abidance, of loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy and equanimity, are dhammas which are faultless and superior. A person with metta is faultless, and when he extends metta to someone else, he is superior. The practice of the four brahma-viharas is the right practice towards all beings. We read in the Atta-Salini, Roman 1, part Roman 5, Roman 13, the Divine States, 195, quote, "And as Brahma divinities live with faultless thoughts, so aspirants associated with these four states live like the Brahmas. Thus, because of the meaning of divine and of their faultless nature, they are called divine states." Unquote. These four divine abidings lead to calm, to non-disturbance, and they are faultless. They are the way leading to purity. There is a particular order in the cultivation of the four brahma-viharas, metta being the first, since each of them is a supporting condition for the following brahma-vihara. We read in the Expositor, the same section, 196, "Why they are without limits," quote, "and all of them arise in an immeasurable field. Therefore are they called the immeasurables. For beings without limit constitute their field." Unquote. We should not think that we have developed metta already sufficiently when we have slightly less anger, or when we have metta for just a few people. This is not enough. When we meet other people, we should know that we should extend to them, as the occasion demands, metta, compassion, sympathetic joy or equanimity, and that there should be no limits to their extension. We should not restrict the extension of the brahma-viharas to one particular person. We can verify for ourselves whether we are ready to further develop the brahma-viharas and to extend them to others all the time. If we can increasingly develop them, it is the way to live like the Brahmas. The Atta-Salini uses a simile for the four Brahma-viharas. Metta is like a small child. Compassion is like a child who is sick. Sympathetic joy is like a child who is becoming an adolescent. And equanimity is like a child who manages his own affairs. As regards loving kindness, which is like a baby, everybody wishes for his well-being and prosperity in growing up. But we should have loving kindness not only for small children. Everybody is like a baby one should assist. And in this way we can feel true loving kindness for all people. However, this is only a simile helping us to understand the characteristic of loving kindness. Metta is like the attitude of a mother towards her child, who is still a baby, and needs her loving care to grow up. Likewise, should we as a loving mother support other people? Compassion is like a sick child. A mother who has a sick child should try to take care of it so that it will be cured, so that it is free from suffering and illness. When we see other people, not only children, we wish that they are free from suffering, and that is compassion. We should not limit compassion to particular people. It should be unlimited. Sympathetic joy is rejoicing in someone else's welfare. This is compared to the joy of parents who have a child that is becoming an adolescent and wish for the child to keep on enjoying the good things of adolescence for a long time. Equanimity is like a child who can manage his own affairs so that he is no longer a burden to his parents, and his parents do not have to exert themselves with regard to each of his actions. All this shows that if one practices the Brahmaviharas in the aforesaid ways, one can abandon defilements and develop the panya which knows what is beneficial and what is disadvantageous. Most people find the Brahmaviharas valuable, but they should verify for themselves whether they truly have loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy and equanimity. We should always remember that the development of panya and the eradication of defilements take an endlessly long time. This is the end of part 1 of chapter 10, the chapter on the perfection of loving kindness of metta.